welcome to the Swinger State of Mind live review party. I am
Crush
Hart.
And this is Trinity Blake. I need you to play it again. I was just about to get into my zone. You're not going to do the Cabbage Patch, right?
You're so silly. It's still going. I just had to turn it down a bit.
Oh, okay. I was about to get my jam on.
Let it play for a little bit.
Unlike you, if you dance too much, you might run out of breath, considering you already got allergies.
I know, right? Just sitting here. I don't know.
Breathing out of one nostril.
No, they both working right now. I went and cop me some NyQuil. So
cool.
Hard trying to keep
but that doesn't make you sleepy?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Been hard trying to keep my eyes open all day.
NyQuil puts me out.
Yes. Yes, it
yeah,
does.
I took some NyQuil one time and ended up having a date, and I was trying to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, let's wash some teeth. And so I was like, that's not a good idea. You might want to go ahead. You might want to go ahead and get this because I'm about to go to sleep.
About to be over. Lights out. Yeah, it's been one of those weekends.
Well, at least we have a show, a review show that's quite exciting.
Yes, we're into the review thing. We've been going over the past shows we did, first few shows we did when Swinger State of Mind started. And right now, we have come across our Swinger Fantasy show. Where,
yeah, buddy.
Yeah, it was an awesome show. I really think so. That's where we... Frenchie, Trinity, and myself actually compose audios. What was that, fantasy stories? Or, you know, we shared our
fantasy. It was called my fantasy swing party.
Right, swing fantasy swing parties. But they were, like, told as stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would say?
Like a daydream, kind
of. Yeah. Like a daydream. There we go. And
did you bring the daydream music?
It was awesome.
Did you bring the daydream music?
Did I bring the daydream?
The
I don't
daydream
have
music.
It. Yeah, I don't have that right now.
Ah, man.
The little bling. No,
yes.
I don't have that one right now.
You're gonna have to hum it before each fantasy. Now, are we going to play each one, or which ones are we going to play? Because we only have an hour for the review.
Right, so we can play each one. They're not that long.
Okay, cool. Same order?
Each one. Huh?
Same order?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. I'm ready.
We can do this. All right, so the evening started off with... Frenchie French Fantasy, the dude of the bunch, right?
Yes.
We're going to play
it
his
It's not that long, apparently.
It's not that long, yeah. So, yours is 4 minutes, but we're not even going to go there.
Hey.
Go ahead and get Frenchie French Fantasy out the way.
Fellas, this is your host, Frenchie French, with the fantasy to remember. Imagine having that one fantasy with those folks that you know you could never have it with. That's why it's a fantasy. Now picture this. You in your 5,000 square foot mansion. He has three beautiful ladies. Kim Kardashian, Lisa Ray, Stacey Dash. They all greet you at the door with see-through lingerie, red, black, and gold. They escort you over to your waiting hot tub with bubbles in it. They all join you in your hot tub. Talk about a time to remember. After 20, 30 minutes of soaking in your bubble bath hot tub, you get out. Each one of the ladies drying off in orifices of your body. Imagine that. Once you're nice and dry, these ladies escort you over to the bedroom where they're awaiting strawberries and champagne, whipped cream. Each one of them doing their part to make sure you feel like the ultimate player. But you're not, because why? All three of these are your ladies. Yes, simple pleasures for you all night long. Three of the most beautifulest ladies on television. Yes. And then you wake up to the damn alarm clock, time for work. Well, it was a fantasy. Or maybe just a dream. Anyway, Prince of French with your public service announcement.
And I
every
still
time
feel
I listen
kind of way
to
about that. I still feel some kind of way about that. He was in a 5,000 square foot mansion.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying mansions have to be over 8,000 square feet. I'm just saying men in their imaginations.
Yes, men in their imaginations. I was expecting so much more though.
Right, like
I
but
really
you know what? There's a such thing as too little, and then there's such thing as too much with mine. So,
you know, but I really was expecting a whole different.
I thought it was going to be more graphic, like sexually.
I thought it was going to be
That's
more
what I was
dumb.
Thinking.
I thought it was going to be more dumb.
Oh, more into fetish side. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. We haven't really seen that color. Side of Frenchie yet.
No.
We've seen the fun side, but we haven't seen the Dom practicing to be a master.
Yeah.
When you got that glow. What's his shout out? He's gonna pull out his biggest go start to glow and the Last Dragon soundtrack music gonna start to play like wow. I'm only talking really? Trash because he's out on the line.
Right. But shout out to those who are listening to us. Okay, so we're talking about our swinger fantasy show that we had last month. Are we going to do the show again? Like, share more
I think
fantasy?
We should. That was fun. I want to redo mine, you know, because I think we all want to redo them now.
Right. We don't have time to let it marinate.
Right. Let's do it on Wednesday.
Actually, I like mine. I don't think I would change mine. Because I like mine. 805.
I did add in some mosquito repellent. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You need to have the neck. The mosquito neck.
Yeah.
Over the roof. Like drapes or something. Well, it could always be a palace.
No, I need the jungle.
You need the jungle.
Yes, with the elephants and everything.
Yeah, you can still have those. They got palaces in Africa.
I guess. It might not be the same, though.
It might not
It's
going to
be like Michael Jackson's house.
Ooh-wee.
He got a house like Michael Jackson.
Anyway, moving right along, speaking about elephants and monkeys.
Y'all ain't ready. They're not ready. They're not ready.
They ready. They ready.
Are you ready, Crutch?
No, I'm listening. I'm so I just have to listen to it again. I haven't listened to it.
This is my fantasy, everybody.
Mm-hmm. On that note.
My fantasy party involves me and a sexy couple amongst other couples in their precious unicorns. We're on an island with a full-service staff. You can hear the water rush up on the shore and the wind blowing in the trees. Wait, I don't think I want an island scene. Back up, wait. My fantasy party involves me and a sexy couple with other couples in their precious unicorns in a rainforest buried deep in the jungle. We have to be airlifted to get to this location and dropped in by helicopter for a private night of passion. There are the unicorns there, and their makers as well, each individually looking sexy as possible. It's myself, two other unicorns, and their makers. Not makers like True Blood, but makers meaning a husband and wife with their bisexual partner. We spend our evening dancing around the fire as the local tribes play their drums in a passionate beat, celebrating a young, beautiful, vibrant, hot, fully mature body. I'm wearing nothing but a shin of bananas as they bounce against my beautiful, very flat, tan stomach and fully perky double D breasts. My nipples are hard. I think to myself, I wonder if we all end up playing more than I've been. I mean, they can definitely all get it. They'll be even going to get closer and closer to me as we put on a sexy seduction dance for the couple. You can see the thirst in his eyes and the lust building up within the between the thighs of the women, and they impatiently shift anxiously, wanting our dance of seduction to end so they can have us with their husbands. Instead, me and the other unicorns, we're a perfect team. We brought each lady up one by one and danced in a circle around them, letting our nipples brush against their warm skin. Each unicorn is going to make his wife feel the bond. The agreement that tonight, we will be sharing their beds. As our bodies glistened and sweat was pouring all over our skin, you could see the bulges in the pants of each man. One of the men started to stroke his ego, and his head was filled with warm blood from the rush of sensation. But we weren't done seducing them, not just yet. We wanted to make sure this night was perfect. Each unicorn removed their clothing. I was only wearing bananas, so I removed each banana one at a time. The monkey's hand to snatch them up before they could even hit the ground. Well, once we were all naked, we showered ourselves in milk and honey and used our butts and breasts to massage each other until our skin was soaked and sticky. At this point, we allowed our makers to take us. We ran a line of heads on the platform as we started to play, as the curtain was removed and we could view each other's playing scene. It was like secret nonsense. At one point, I was riding his face, and she was riding his dick, and we were passionately kissing. The next morning, we were waking up, given a bath by a group of little midget models, and lifted back up to the city only 30 minutes away, never knowing their names, never to see them again. And that is my fantasy party.
Every time I hear that, I'm sorry.
No.
I loved it.
That
what
is a fantasy to remember. I'm trying to think. That is a fantasy to remember. Can I give a shout out to me once again? Because as I'm listening to it, I'm laughing so hard.
Now that all the work is done, I just actually plugged in Miss C. That's the person who's been taking up all my time fresh. That was the first time hearing my fantasy. How did you feel about that, Carla? I think I made her nervous. Think the monkey scared her?
All that. The monkeys, the elephants. I think it was Tarzan.
I didn't mean to scare you, Carla.
I think Tarzan did it for her.
Right.
Your fantasy was a mess, but it turned out so good. It was a mess to make because we were sitting up there looking for jungle sounds. You had to have your monkeys. It was crazy. So, but it turned out so good. Even
it did take a while to put together, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
That was like a science project. And now I need this, and now I want that.
And I got to have elephants. They're like, elephants is not in the tropical jungle.
Right, I'm like, it's a fantasy, hello.
Right.
And I had midget models and everything. You know, that was truly a fantasy. It's like, in a fantasy, there are no mosquitoes. That's what I should have said. In a fantasy, there are no mosquitoes.
Right. So you don't need nets.
No mosquitoes, no nets. I had a perfectly tan, flat belly. I mean,
keep pointing that out.
Anybody that knows me knows that I do not have a perfectly tan, flat belly. I only have a perfectly tan, flat back. Nevertheless, a perfectly tan, flat belly. So, right. But when I wrote that fantasy, when I was, you know, telling it,
I wanted to get it from a perspective of, you know, somebody that's been going to all these swinger parties, so it truly has to be something outrageous, you know, and I'm like, oh, I think it is magical land, and you're going to fly me in, and it's going to be all these sexy people, and we're going to be dancing, and everybody envisions themselves when they take off their clothes to be striking. You know, I don't care how beautiful you might be. In your mind, when you take off your clothes, you're envisioning being somebody just breathtaking, you know? So that's not what my fantasy to be about. I like hearing the jungle music. R. Kelly uses it all the time. It works for him. What?
No, I'm serious.
So that's what I have. I might have to give me some type of jungle safari soundtrack. Like, was that a monkey? No. Yes.
But it was a very, very interesting and cool fantasy. You know, the process of making it and then listening back to it, you know, weeks later.
This time it sounded different than the first time, you know?
Right. And, you know, picking up where you told me to drop the music and then bring it back and then do the, you know, it's just that process is in my head when I'm listening to it. So I'm laughing.
You got to get that process out your head of making it. They don't want to know about that. They just want to know where were you
like
in the jungle.
It. That's what makes it cool to me.
Were you in the jungle or what?
Huh?
Where do you see yourself in the fantasy?
Was I in the jungle? No, I was on a helicopter, and I kept going.
I'm dropping off a care package. I'll be back in $1,400. Like, no, Crush, wait.
No.
So you have to get back to New York City.
New York City.
That's right. I have to get back to New York City. New York City. And, folks, speaking of New York City, let's get to my fantasy. My lounge, sexy, grown folk fantasy. After hours of in the jungle. Here goes Crush Fantasy.
My fantasy begins with a specially planned after work meet and greet on a Friday night at a swanky New York City rooftop lounge. All the guests have been handpicked from professionals to blue collars and everything in between. Everyone dressed to impress in their party best.
Well, damn, a crush. Trini, Frenchy, and you have really outdone yourselves. I must say, never seen such an array of fine, sexy brothers Oh, and my sister's on point tonight. Y'all have done excellent job.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Swinger State of Mind, What's Your Fantasy Gala. Myself, Trinity, Frenchie, and LaCrush have personally interviewed and handpicked the cream of the crop. Physically and on paper, everyone here is the elite that this wonderful lifestyle has to offer. So look around and give your beautiful selves a round of applause. At this time, I turn the mic over to LaCrush Hutton.
Well, thank you, Trinity. Okay, you beautiful people. When you arrive, you receive some party favors at the door. Gentlemen, you receive the locket on a chain. And ladies, you receive the set of three keys. Every key can unlock possibilities. And at this moment, I will explain. The first key with the purple ribbon will find you a partner. Oh, by the way, couples, tonight you are playing by single rules. The next key with the blue ribbon will find your bag of tricks, including your play outfits, wonder toys, and a whole lot more. Then finally, keys with two different ribbons represent your floor number and suite number. More info can be found in your bag of tricks. In about 60 minutes at the stroke of midnight, the fantasy festivities will begin, and by then, you will have your partner and tricks in hand. So drink, mingle, and enjoy. Thank you. Okay, are the suites ready? Great. Are the room staffs ready? Awesome. Are the video cameras ready? Oh, shit. It's time.
Yay! I had to pour me a glass of wine for that.
That was my Susie. Swanky.
I liked it.
Top hotel. I'm scared of heights. I don't do roofs. So... Let's see how you're gonna get my ass up there.
You know, I don't mind doing like a rooftop because I'm going upstairs inside. It's outside stairs and like ladders that I'm afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely afraid of.
I'm scared of looking up at the sky. I don't like open spaces. Plus,
oh, you don't like looking up at the sky? That's not a height issue. That's something else.
No, well, I don't like heights. But my main thing is I don't like the fact that there's nothing above me. Like, you know, it's just open sky. And I don't like open spaces as well as I don't like heights. That's why I don't like the beach.
Really? That's different. What do you call it? What phobia is that?
I don't have the slightest idea, phobia.
It's one of them. I don't care. I just know I'm not going over there.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And I figured that out when I was a youngin', and there was a soccer field, and I was late for the bus, and had to cross the soccer field, and I freaked out in the middle of the soccer field. Got home, got to school all muddy, but I crawled.
Don't worry, I'm in my Google right now. Fear of open space.
I don't know what it is. I don't like open spaces that doesn't have a roof, like open fields and stuff. I hate that. Anyway.
Agoraphobia.
A hula hula?
Agoraphobia is a fear of open spaces.
Wow.
That's it. We got your phobia. You have agoraphobia. You have
agoraphobia. Agoraphobia. Don't even sound sexy.
No, you're afraid of spiders? No. Agoraphobia. I can't even say it.
Arachnophobia. No, it's not arachnophobia. Well, I got that too. Agoraphobia. I think we're pronouncing it right.
Yeah, it's agoraphobia. Phobia. I keep saying phobia.
Phobia.
See, I diagnosed you.
Power of Google.
Dr. Google is the best.
The anxiety disorder. Right, I looked it up. So, that was my fantasy. The rooftop, swanky, beautiful furniture. Like, I had it all pictured in my mind as I was writing this out. And it took me forever to write it out. It really did. Because I was going all the way through the night. And I was like, you know what? No. Let me cut it off here. And they can use the rest for the imagination. So I didn't go into the, you know, what happens once you got into the suite.
Do you happen to see who's calling in, Crush?
I do see who's calling in. And we're going to bring them on.
I know who it is.
You know who it is?
It's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
I know that number.
You know that number.
Lisa, how you doing?
Doing great. How are y'all doing?
We're good. We're good.
Wonderful.
We're playing fantasies tonight. Remember the whole fantasy swinger party show with the monkeys? And yeah, we were playing that one tonight.
Oh, okay.
You didn't tell us which one was your favorite one. Did you hear it the first go around, like all of them?
No, I did not. I didn't even know y'all were on. I thought email, and I decided to dial in.
Oh.
Well, your little boyfriend, he's not on tonight, unfortunately. Frenchie's not here.
Oh, no.
Every time you call in, he comments on how beautiful your voice is. It's like Groundhog Day. He does it every time.
Oh, man.
Have you noticed that, Crush?
Yeah.
Is Jay on?
Nope. No guy.
No Jay?
Just the girls.
Just the ladies.
It's like
ladies. I think we can hold it down.
So, we're talking about the swinger fantasies and, you know, all that good stuff. But, Lisa, did you ever give us your fantasy? The swing party?
I actually don't think that I did. I'm spontaneously coming up with one right now.
I didn't know this.
Now that you
I know Lisa likes the finer things, so I can only imagine what her fantasy would be like.
Uh-huh. That sparks up another thought. Now this one had nothing to do with sophistication and class and grace or anything like this. This is straight nasty. I'm
oh wow,
a huge freak. I'm a classy girl, but on the flip side of that, I'm a huge freak. So. I was actually just thinking about a party where a lot of, like, really sexy, strong girls with strap-on. Chicks with dicks.
All right.
Chicks with dick party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Chicks with dicks.
Chicks with dicks party. And not real dicks, like strap-ons.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anybody else can get with that, but I like women and I like men, so... I can't think of a better combination than that. So
I need to go buy a new holster for that party.
Yeah.
I see the harness I wanted to get, but I ain't get that far. That's another fantasy of mine.
Well, you know, at first people are going to really think this chick, you know, like male illusionist is going to be some dude on there with boobs.
I just said,
no, that's not what I was thinking, baby. There's nothing wrong with you. That's just not what I was thinking.
I am really into androgyny, and to have a strong masculine female or a boyish female to me is the ultimate, you know, sex partner. And I've had a girl who, she was all right. I mean, my pussy, but she could really, really lay it down with her strap. So I know it's possible to get your back blown out with a strap on. So
wow,
that's my fantasy.
Interesting.
Yeah, I see that Crush is speechless, and I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
Yeah.
I think we're both speechless.
Imagine it. You know me, Trinity. I gotta run it through my head real quick. So I'll just imagine women only?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, women only. We don't need any men. We don't need any men at that point. I mean, the men can be in another fantasy, but not this one.
Oh, nice.
Not this one.
All right.
Leave it to me. Uh-oh, someone's texting me. I said, leave it to me to shut
it
down.
Probably some chick with a dick testing it. I'm available.
It actually is a female stuff. Now that you're
a psychic, too. I'm a doctor and I'm psychic.
Okay. Nice.
You know what would be funny, though, Crash? Can you imagine, like, or at least can you imagine getting with a stuff female, and wouldn't it be funny if they pulled out, like, a miniature strap-on? It's like, are you serious? It's one thing to have to get the real thing for it to be small, but can you imagine? I would be appalled. Like, you're not putting that in me. No.
Oh, my gosh.
They come out with, like, a 4.5-inch penis.
Oh, my God.
I'll just say, I didn't expect to be disappointed with that.
I wanted to get something closer to my body frame.
I do have something to share, though. This weekend, on Saturday, it was actually Sunday morning, let me say. A very wonderful guy was eating my pussy, and I actually had a real orgasm, which hasn't actually happened probably in some years, like at least, I don't know, 10 years, something like that, a long, long time.
Wow.
And I just have to send some secret shout-outs to him. He has a magic mouth. Just wanted to put that out there. Sorry. I don't know if he's listening or not, but.
How was it? Like, were you, like, sitting on his face, or how? I'm living through you.
God,
I've been, like, in, like, swinger celibacy.
Well, you know, he actually woke me up, you
ooh.
Know, putting his dick in me from behind. And then after we were finished with that whole deal, you know, he came, I came, we were laying there, and then he came back and he was like, good morning, and he started eating my pussy, and he was going down there for about at least an hour. It was absolutely amazing. And you know how you can think that you're coming and it feels really, really good, and then you're like, okay, we'll stop, you know, it's overstimulation. Well, he wouldn't let me go. So he just kept going and going, and it was amazing.
Oh.
It was great.
Climbing the wall status.
Great. Yes.
Fresh.
I was still having an aftershock.
Huh.
I had to go get me a
hamburger. I need to have sex soon.
We're all gonna have to go get a burger.
You know, put it out there. I'm sure there's somebody waiting and willing for your call.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think I have fucker's block. You know, why is that writer's block? I have fucker's block.
Well, when you've had all the good stuff, I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, do you think it's hard to please you, Trinity?
No, it's not. There's actually somebody that I'm really, really interested in, and I don't know how to transition. I think I lost my mojo.
I think you're just a regular girl.
You're being patient.
I'm being picky.
Patient.
Yeah, I am being patient because I do like her.
Yeah,
I don't know. She's actually listening right now. Oh God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
You like to just put her out there. Oh jeez.
Uh oh.
Out there.
She's, I think she just raised her hand.
Uh oh. Can we bring her on?
Hi. You're on live.
5332. Hello?
She raised her hand. I thought she was going to say something.
I'm sorry. I was mute challenged at the time.
Oh.
I had the phone on mute. Sorry.
Oh. Well, welcome to Swinger State of Mind.
Hi, ladies. Are you guys
Hello.
Okay?
We're good.
Now, I called in, and I had to step away for a minute, but when I came back, I heard something about some stories that are being told. What did I miss out?
Oh, did you hear the
voice of this? Oh, my goodness.
Well, right now we have Lisa and Miss Carla on the phone. And tonight we're doing review show of our Swinger Fantasies. And each host of the show had made a very graphic audio daytime dreaming of what their Swinger Fantasy party would be. And Miss Trinity was in the jungle. I was on a rooftop in New York City. And Frenchie was in a 5,000 square foot mansion.
5,000? Aren't mansions supposed to be at least 7,000 or 8,000 square feet?
I already went over that.
I was like, another level.
And then we had Miss Lisa, who came in with her chick with dicks and strap on fantasy, and that's really the update of what we're talking about tonight.
Wow.
Party fantasies.
Okay.
Kalisa has the most amazing phone buzzing. Is that a pager or is it a cell phone?
Oh.
It may not be either, guys.
Oh, true.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'd like to
get that down.
From Miss Carla. That would be nice.
I'm sorry? I wasn't prepared for that.
Carla?
I wasn't prepared for it. I have to be prepared.
A spontaneous fantasy from Miss Carla.
She's thinking really hard on that.
Right. She got the thinking hat on.
You know,
on the inside, on the outside.
I don't know if I can top the jungle, the rooftop, the mini mansion.
You gotta top it.
The chicks with... Wait a minute. Oh, never mind. I want to ask Lisa that question.
What? You can ask me anything, babe. Anything. I just want to hear you. I like hearing you speak, so please ask me something.
Oh. Oh, my. Okay.
What kind of ladies, my...
Crush is left out, y'all.
Don't feel left out, Crush. You can join in too, baby. Not at all.
Okay, your fantasy seems, you know, a bit intriguing, and I didn't even hear the story. So, chicks with dicks?
Yes.
And a strap-on? You mean like a guy with a...
No.
Oh, okay.
No, baby. No, I was saying, not real dicks, like...
Oh.
Strong stud type women with strap-ons, and then other females who enjoy that. And we could switch afterwards, but I was telling a story about how some of the best sex that I've ever had has been with a female with the strap-on, and she really laid it down with her strap.
Oh, okay.
And actually, the best part about it, I think, was seeing her sports bra with her very voluptuous breasts just kind of peeking over the top while she was, you know, fucking me, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The juxtaposition of that was just amazing. So that's my fantasy.
Okay. You know, I was, like I said, a bit confused a little bit, so I had to...
Plus clarification, not real pics,
right.
Fake ones.
But I can't think of a story myself right now. How much longer are you guys on? An hour?
You got another 20 minutes.
Huh?
I said we got another 20 minutes. So,
well, maybe I'll think of something.
All right. So while you're thinking of something, Trinity, we said we were going to do this again. And I think the next time, I want to be in the rain.
Oh, nice. Are you going to have rain sound effects?
Right. It's going to have the rain sound effects, but I think I want to be out in public in the rain.
Okay.
You know, on a deserted corner somewhere.
Wow.
A corner? What kind of,
this sounds like,
kind
this
of
sounds like some alley action. I was in
the
alley
party. Have an alley party.
I think I want mine to be in a cave with bats.
A cave?
What?
A cave.
Wait.
It's not. It was. I'm sorry. I still gotta have my monkeys, my elephant, Tarzan, and then maybe this time we'll throw in some police sirens.
Oh,
wait.
But you know what
wait,
that reminds
wait.
Me of? I had a party at a house, and it had like this really big, large back. That was like really cool. But anyway, they had a big backyard. And my whole thing was to get the canopies or, like, those little sheds you have in the summertime.
Gazebos.
Yeah, the gazebos with the little nets on them and stuff like that. And that was going to be my pillow biting. Like, that's for the pillow biters. Like, the challenge is not to make noise. If he feel like he got to scream, he got to tap out. If she feel like she got
to
scream,
have to do with a cage?
She got to tap out. No, because I was thinking of being enclosed. And no, that has nothing to do with a cave, does it? But it just reminded me of that.
I'm thinking like cave and body pain and
well,
because you know, a little water and some bats and you know the giraffe tried to get in, but he couldn't.
Well,
he was outside tied to the tree, but the monkeys came
right.
in and up the elephant
right.
took us out. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is when you're in a cave and you have bats in a cave, you got to be quiet.
Oh, no, they can fly around. They can all swarm out.
Yeah, this is only going to be you in here all by yourself.
I'm going to be on the spaceship. Gee. We shall see.
Talking about out of this world.
I need to fuck out of this atmosphere.
No.
No?
What about sex on a plane?
Is that like that with vampires?
Sex on a plane?
Ooh, that'd be hot. You suck more than one way. Somebody asked me about vampires yesterday.
Vampire bat. Vampire.
Carly, weren't you talking about vampires?
Yeah, I thought about that when I was thinking about fantasies, but I didn't have a story to tell. I was just going to say it would be quite intriguing for me to have sex with a vampire.
In a coffin or in a bed or, I mean?
I hadn't thought about it in that detail, but
I'm on another level. I'm always.
I was like, you thought about the coffin and everything, Lisa?
Yeah. back quickly, I did, yes.
Were you above ground, underground?
Above ground, thank you. I'm a little bit claustrophobic.
You know what came to mind? Vampire
what?
In Brooklyn.
No, I was Murphy. Thinking about True Blood. And sticking him in the woods when he was riding, when she was riding.
Damn. Him.
Eric, yeah.
You in these damn woods.
I can't help it.
Maybe we should have, like, a camping swinger party, like, fucking tents. Tents, picnic
tables.
They
have those all the time.
Sleeping bags.
Where?
I hear they do. In Texas.
Like, a swinger camp.
They have them out on the beach and stuff. Yeah, they have them on the beach, and there's,
there's nudist camps all around here.
Really?
I'll be sure to include you, Lisa, the next time I check one out.
Thank you. Please do. I'm
so, Carla, back to this whole vampire thing. So you will be okay with your partner kind of biting you on the neck a little bit?
Most definitely.
Oh.
Anywhere else?
A biter.
I'm open.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I would be open. That's obvious. But, yeah, I'm open to other areas.
I am blushing over here.
Me too.
I feel like I need to rush over and give her a bite or something.
Wow.
There you go. Folks, y'all tuned into Swinger State of Mind live review show with Trini and LaCrush. And we also have Lisa and Miss Carla on the airwaves. And it's just like a ladies' night. And we're just talking about swinger fantasy parties. And things we like. Things that, you know, intrigue us.
Yeah.
From
that
to biting to vampires to nudism.
Chicks with dicks.
Interesting.
Yes, Lord.
Interesting. So what about bondage?
I was asking about asphyxiation, like choking.
Oh. No. No.
I like to be choked. I like to be choked. I like to be slapped. I'm okay with that. I can take it, you know. But I'm even though I'm normally the more dominant person, if I'm trusting you, you can do that. If you want to take out some frustrations on me, go right ahead. I can handle it.
Wow.
I started liking you putting your fingers in my mouth, or you sucking my fingers. Not biting them, but you got to suck them. I don't know. That turns me on. Why it turns me on? I don't have the slightest idea.
She has some type of oral fixation. That's what that is.
My hand slipped in his mouth, and it was awesome.
Cute.
It was amazing. I guess that's what it is. So I'm just fascinated by it. But when they suck it on my fingers, it's just like, yes, right there.
I had somebody kiss the bottom of my feet. He was kissing the bottom of my feet. And I normally don't like, anybody that knows me, spends time with me, I have a thing about people touching my feet or even really looking at my feet. I usually always have on socks or something.
But
this person,
sorry.
I don't like people. I have a lot of quirks, you know. You'd be amazed. Lisa, as long as you know me, we've never spent a lot of time, like, together, like, overnight. We usually just hang out and we go our separate ways. But, like, some of the people that hang around me a lot, they'll tell you about some of my corny little quirks. Like, I don't like my feet to be touched, but this guy got a hold of my feet and started kissing my feet. And I was like,
no, but yes.
Yeah, like, no, stop. No, don't stop.
Right.
It was different. It was very different.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been with somebody with a foot fetish? Like a...
Yes.
Yeah.
I kicked
them
and made I'm ticklish.
He likes me to send him pictures every time I got a pedicure.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a pedicure tomorrow.
With and without shoes. He liked to suck on my feet while we were having sex.
I like to keep my shoes on.
The kissing of the cat. I like the kiss.
Oh, yeah.
That the ankles, you know, you can nibble on the ankles and the kissing of the calf. That does it. I see we have somebody else on here.
Yes. We have Miss Mellow.
Mellow. Stop.
Mellow. Hello, Mellow.
Well, I'm on now. I wasn't on before, but I am now.
Yeah.
People calling me out. I was going to sit in the cut and just listen.
There's no wildflowers in this room tonight, sweetie. Look, she's like, I didn't have my hand up.
Well, I was, I'm a little surprised. Trin, you like to be slapped. I didn't know that.
I do.
I mean, isn't that light? Is it that light tap, that medium tap, or that look at me, chick? You know,
no.
What
I like to be like hit me.
Oh.
Ooh.
But you do know about my whole foot quorum, like my whole foot thing, like leave my feet alone, like don't touch me.
But you know, I got you. You know, I know. I wasn't gonna say nothing about that.
To be a swinger on the open, I have a lot of little like, don't do that. No, don't do that either. Don't hug me.
But you know what? I got one that I have yet to be able to do. I want to rub barbecue sauce on somebody and just lick it off them.
Barbecue. What kind of barbecue sauce? Like the hickory kind or like the honey-based kind?
Oh, it's got to be a sweet tangy, like honey barbecue. That famous days, rich and sassy, or that zesty famous days, yeah.
So,
what do you think? So I'm going to ask Mello, mentioning that, what would be your fantasy swingers party?
Oh, Lord. We don't have time for me to even break that down. I don't even have a summary version for you. I don't.
Just give us a location.
Location. Oh my. It would be. I think it would be either in a tropical jungle beachside private island, or
monkeys.
It would be in this real fat, like 15 bedroom house. With like on a hilltop, with, I mean, just like all these exotic rooms. The rooms are built into themes, and you know, all these exotic rooms. Something maybe somewhere around one of those two.
Okay.
But see, Nello's one of those people that plan for everything. Like she has the whole wide world in her bag. You know, she'd be pressed like, I got rope. I have that. You want latex, powder, no powder? What do you want?
Did you just say powder, no powder?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm obviously an amateur. I don't know anything about this.
Oh, my bad.
You need the powder. I didn't realize you needed. Hey. I'm bowing down. Bowing down out of respect. The Miss Nello is on the phone. You have no idea what kind of crush I have. No idea. And that is all. I have nothing else to say.
Wait, you can't say you have nothing else to say?
That is all.
Wow, that's new to me.
I am blushing. I gotta go.
No, you can't go. I see your number. I will call you.
Oh, wow.
Don't go, Lisa. Don't go. Hang around, Lisa.
Call us down. I'm trying to call us down.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang up. I will call you back.
Wait, Lisa.
Yes.
What kind of fantasy you got thinking about me? Tell me about that.
Oh.
Well, it's going to sound really, really messed up. It's going to sound real, real messed up. But to me, like, you're like the mom next door, like somebody's mom. Or, like, not my mom, but, like, my friend's mom or, like, you know, my guy friend's mom, and you know, I accidentally like saw you get out the shower or something, and I, you know, try to act like I was really, really embarrassed, but I really wasn't. Anyways,
a MILF fantasy?
You know,
that don't sound bad at all. What you think?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah.
How do you think?
It's real. That's my fantasy about Bella.
Sorry,
my heart is beating really fast.
No, why? All right, breathe real slow. Let me hear you breathe real slow.
Oh, I can't. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe I'm saying that to you. Anyway, you're hot.
You know, if you want to finish this up, there will be the conference call later on tonight for the Swing City. Because you know, if y'all want to finish this up, the whole.
Most definitely.
I'm just
saying.
Most definitely.
I'll give enough,
but okay.
We'll see what happens.
That is all.
But anyway, I'm sorry. What's the topic for tonight? My bad.
We done lost.
Fresh.
We done lost the topic. haven't lost the topic. No.
Tonight is the review show.
Swinging, right. Go ahead.
Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
No. Tonight we're talking about Swinger Fantasies. It was a review show from our third episode of Swinger State of Mind Radio, and we just want to know y'all fantasies. And sure enough, y'all came through.
Yes. Wow, I think Sheriff's Fantasy should have been recorded with the Cheeks with Dicks and the barbecue sauce and vampires.
Well,
y'all are off
the chain. And recorded, so make sure to tell all your friends I was on the radio. This show is being recorded. We will be on air tomorrow night. The whole team, Swinging State of Mind Radio Show, Wow Edition, Wow Out Wednesday. That's what we got going on tomorrow night, brand new time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. So we drop it back hour. So do not forget, brand new time, 805-830-8320.
I will be the official wallflower for that show.
The wow factor is going to be pretty interesting. We're going to be talking about how to, you know, it's like going to be one big orgy. It's like orgy time for the whole show.
Right.
So orgy
time questions. We definitely encourage everybody to call in and talk to us, whether it be a question or you want to answer a question. You could definitely do that.
It's going to be like a wild card show, so we're just going to keep the lines open and let people talk about whatever. I'm sure we'll get some of those return calls. There's always Russo from Florida, and I'm sure that our friend from South Carolina, he'll be calling in. He'll be calling in.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for the room. Now, this one's out there. This one's out there. So I need everybody just to think about it for a second. If you met, and apparently this applies for the bi or the lesbian females, if you met this really, really extremely hot trainee, would you play with her?
No.
Okay.
Yep.
I definitely would, and I have. But I think that question is hot enough to actually take it into the Swing the State of My Radio Show Facebook group, because I think more people might want to answer that. I want to give my reason to, and my example of what happened when I played with a really hot trainee. But we have less than 2 minutes to wrap it up, and I want to thank everybody for calling in. Like I said, later on tonight, I will be on the swingcity.neen.com. We'll be having a weekly chat, and if you click on the Swing City, you can actually listen to our shows for Phone Fantasy Radio every single day, so you don't have to miss a thing. So tomorrow, Lisa, you can call in, and Carla, and also you, Mello, and listen to what you had to say tonight and get other people to tune in as well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So on that note, it's been awesome. Once again, thank y'all so much. Can't wait to get into tomorrow's show and tell everybody to listen to tonight's show. Ladies' night is coming up, just to remind y'all, ladies, on Swinger State of Mind.
This is like an unofficial ladies' night.
Right, this is unofficial, but we do have one coming up, an official one coming up next week. On that note.
Yeah, Mello, I'm going to need you to post that question in Swinger State of Mind Facebook group, because I want to make sure I answer all of it in detail.
Gotcha, will do.
On that note, everyone, enjoy your evening. Sleep well. Fantasize about everything. And we will see y'all tomorrow night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.